This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I have been working to invent a new spell called the Gift of Lesser Talk. It doesn't seem to be helping with my small talk at social gatherings, and I often find myself drained. Magic may not be the answer, but I know therapy can help. Do you know what's the right amount of socializing for you? Or how you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to stop draining your social battery and start living your best life. Therapy has allowed me to focus on better interactions in my own relationships so I can really enjoy my life and share the things I value with friends. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
People of Earth, in case you were wondering, should you eat the rare $1 million truffle in the display case at the center of Italy? Even if you have a gift certificate, they'll put out a warrant for your arrest and you'll spend every night hiding in different bits of Tuscan window dressing to evade their remarkably nuanced security system. But now that I've cobbled together this restaurant manager disguise, I should be able to...
Excuse me, I asked for a booster seat for my child about half an hour ago.
Yes, and I placed it on the roof where your child should be. Was that not clear?
My baby can't even walk!
What better incentive? If he wants to see you again, I guess he'll have to put in the hours and figure it out. It's not like it's the first thing mankind learned how to do or anything.
Ugh.
Oh, put it in a word balloon. I'm only now realizing I have a real knack for customer service. And greater access to the building allows me to better plot my escape. As for this week's transmission, we've gotten away from my increased presence on the show and back to basics. Let some other podcast have the ratings, I say. So, sit back, steel yourself for the inevitable sense of disappointment, and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 6 years and many months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast chronicling our quest to defeat the Dark Lord and, you know, just like keep things relatively balanced in the town of Northeastia as there's a transfer of power. I am joined, as always, by my buddy, Badger Boy.
Oh, yeah, BB. You know, Arnie, this whole time I've been saying, oh, yeah, BB, which stands for, oh, yeah, Badger Boy. And I didn't even realize it, Arnie.
You know, all this time I thought you were saying, oh, yeah, baby, but then you just real sloppy about it over time and just be like, BB.
I just got drunker and drunker and started slurring my B's.
Yeah, I've been meaning to talk to you.
You ever slur your B's?
Oh, yeah. It's hard to set yourself up for a slurring of your B's.
Oh, yeah, you should never slur on mic. You know, Arnie, I've been pretty introspective lately.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about life, and I'm curious your answer. What do you think happens to us after we die? Because it's just been keeping me up at night.
Us? Like us specifically?
I guess specifically you. What happens to you after you die? Does your soul go back to Earth?
You know, I don't believe much, but I think when I do die, that all reality will blink out with me because I'm the only real person that exists in this or any other world.
Interesting.
Here's what happens. A ghost shoots out of your chest like a comet towards the sky, flying towards the stars. But then the head of that ghost turns back and looks at the land of food and says, "There is still evil. I must return to my mortal form where I can defeat it."
So you're saying, Isidore, that's what happens when I die?
Right.
I turn into a ghost of you?
A ghost comet comes out of your chest.
Uh-huh.
The head of this ghost comet looks back, and maybe you don't see evil. Maybe you see, like, I don't know, poop jokes or something, and then you fly back to the world. You know, I have to keep making poop jokes.
Sure.
I gotta say, I hate all of that, but there's something about ghost comet. Just those two words. They speak to me.
Well, I'm just telling you what happens when you die.
Well, I'm so sorry, Badger Boy. What about you? What do you think happens specifically when we die?
You know, I'm not sure. You know, my dad is a hunger ghost.
Mm-hmm.
So I do believe that there's some sort of spectral form that will crawl out of our mouths. Maybe not shoot out of our chest like a comet, but maybe slowly crawl out of our mouths over the course of 30 to 40 years.
That's the thing about religion. People just can't, like... maybe I believe that you shoot out of your chest, and maybe you believe that, like, you shoot out of your mouth.
Yeah.
We're never going to figure it out between the two of us.
Well, either way, I'm circumcised in death.
You're circumcised in death?
Yeah, that's a must. For my creatures, that's a must.
So after you die, you get circumcised?
Yep, we leave it an anteater the whole way, and then in our final moments, little snip, and off we go.
Less painful, so I get that.
Yeah, shapeshifters believe that you have to pay a toll when you die.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to cross a river or anything, but you do have to pay with 2 ounces of flesh. Now, the easiest 2 ounces to lose is going to be, you know, foreskin.
From my experience, there's no easy 2 ounces to lose, am I right?
I have to pay a toll when I ascend to the higher realms. I have to pay to the top of the toll keepers, the toll king.
The toll king?
I'm sorry I said that.
Well, I'm not sorry that I said that foreskin comes from the fact that it is 4 ounces of skin. I famously only have to pay 2 ounces, so the other two I can work with. Now, I can invest that 2 ounces of foreskin. I can barter or trade for it.
Where are you putting those 2 ounces? If you're investing it, where are you putting those 2 ounces of foreskin?
Oh, boy. I mean, the market fluctuates so much that it's hard to say right now because who knows? But I'm sure there'll be some sort of cryptocurrency, you know, dead bones, mausoleums, somewhere in a graveyard for sure. I'm going to bury it for sure because that's only going to grow. If you bury foreskin, it's only going to grow and grow and grow, and you're going to see returns and returns and returns.
I really got into cryptocurrency there for a while, and I was just telling all my friends about it, and I was like, you've got to get into this cryptocurrency. It's the future. You've really got to invest in cryptocurrency. And then I spent it all in a vending cart. One of those vending carts that takes cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my thing about cryptocurrency. I feel like I'm hearing so much about it in Foon, and it's one of those things where I'm like, I guess there's a real chance that soon everything will be cryptocurrency and I would be smart to get involved with it. But I just hope not.
I mean, in Ethereum, that's going to be the case, but no one really knows.
Hate everybody that talks to me about cryptocurrency for some reason. Maybe that's my problem.
Arnie, shh. Well, careful. Don't raise your voice too loud.
Yeah.
Because we are here at the Lonely Gorilla, and I hear that there's a lot of day traders here. Now, day traders are vampires that can walk during the day and also trade during the day. So just be careful.
Wait, hold on.
What?
They're vampires.
Yes.
That can walk during the day.
Yes.
Here's the part I have the most problem with.
Yeah.
They can trade during the day too?
Yeah.
You know how most vampires can only trade at night? Well, day traders can trade during the day.
Like, you go to a vampire at night and you say, I've got these pogs. Can I have some of your pogs? And then you trade them. But if you go to that vampire during the day, they'll say, nay, get away from me. I'm trying to sleep.
So you're saying everything I understand about vampires and how they work, they can legally trade during the day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The day traders one. So yeah.
Once the bell rings, they're able to walk during the day and trade during the day.
Do they sparkle?
I mean, some of them. That's a weird question to ask.
Depends on what kind of makeup they wear, you know?
Okay.
But yeah, just look around the bar, Arnie. Look at all these interesting big city folk.
Yeah.
The Lonely Gorilla brings in all sorts of creatures and characters.
Are we in a little out of our depth in this tavern? Everyone's a little
beautiful.
Us?
Out of our depth? How dare you suggest such a thing? We are the Fast Horses.
That's true. Our new gang, the Fast Horses.
Oh, that's right. And don't forget our new song. I got a fast horse, got a really fast horse, and I run it real far. Everyone, come on, everyone. We practiced this.
All right, on the count of three.
On the count of three.
One, two, three.
I got a fast horse. What is going on?
Here's the thing. Usador and I are in sync 100%. But guys, I know, look, we have so much to talk about. I'm very excited to talk about all of these things except for cryptocurrency.
Yes. Okay.
But we are scheduled to meet up with a friend that we haven't seen in years and years. I heard that Mr. Chauncey, the fancy little fawn.
Yes.
Is the
fanciest
here.
The fanciest little fawn. He's got his little waistcoat. Oh, he's the fanciest. Wasn't he? Did we make him mayor?
He was one of the co-mayors of Hogsface, yes. Oh, wow. Most certainly.
It's hard to remember. We made so many people co-mayor of Hogsface.
Yeah, it's kind of a dime a dozen.
I mean, here's the thing. We were co-mayors of Hogsface.
That's right.
Yeah. No, I didn't mean that as a good thing. I meant, like, guys, we were mayors of Hogsface.
Now they would be glad to have us. Fast Horses as your mayor? Can you imagine such a thing?
I got a fast horse. Fuck me!
Okay, let's do it this time. On the count of three. One, two.
Wait. I got to think of something.
You do?
I'm just thinking. There's a way to play this. It's going to be great.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wait. Is that Mr. Chauncey? I can't see too well.
Oh, thank God.
Coming towards us. Who is that?
Excuse me, gents. Oh. Sorry to tell you. No portals open at this time. Check back at first light tomorrow.
Oh, thank you for letting us know. Pardon me, but your waistcoat looks very familiar to me.
Yes. Isn't it a fancy waistcoat?
It's very nice. I like it quite a bit.
Hold on, waistcoat? Must be regionalism. Friend, you know, where I'm from, we always say...
Wait, regionalism?
Yeah.
Nah, I must
what
be
do you call it?
Regional way of saying that.
Friend, my people always say, waistcoat, want coat. Is that something you found around town, or did you barter for that? Are you a day trader?
No, this is me waistcoat, and I've had it all my life, as you can see. Doesn't quite fit as well as it used to.
Oh, I see. Well, friend, you're welcome to join us. We'd love to get to know you. We're waiting for a friend of ours, though. What is your name?
My name's Mr. John C. Pleasure to meet you.
Oh, well, what a coincidence. The friend we're waiting to meet is also Mr. Chauncey, but clearly you aren't he.
I'm the only Mr. Chauncey in these parts. Fancy little fawn, that's my way, that's my line, that's my bailiwick. Oh. In charge of all the portals came out of retirement, don't you know?
I don't mean to parse hairs, if that's a term, but...
It's not.
It's not.
Well,
it's really not.
Where I come from.
Not even regional.
Not in the big city, it ain't.
Yeah.
Well, I don't mean to horse butts, but...
Now we're talking.
You said that you yourself are a fancy little fawn, and I don't
that's
mean to
right,
take...
fancy little fawn.
I don't mean...
Look at me horns, look at me little waistcoat.
This guy's I don't mean huge. To take umbrage with everything, but... Little's a bit weird because that waistcoat does not fit you. You're wearing it almost like a bracelet. You're quite an intimidating large fellow.
As I say, I've put on a few pounds over the last year, you know. But who has it, right?
Yes, indeed. It seems to be mostly muscle, though. And your horns, they're so long and so sharp. I don't think I've ever seen a fawn with horns quite so terrified.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've stopped trimming them, you see.
Oh.
Decided to let my freak flag fly, as it were.
Well, you know, it's been quite a year for everyone, and you know, we've all transformed in our own ways. You know, Usador and Badger Boy have put on a lot of weight. I'm the only one that's really gotten jacked in the last year.
No, I'm still ripped as hell. Everyone knows that.
If any artists are listening, just keep this all in mind.
You got jacked? Who was it? Not worth following.
Do you not know? Do you not know, Jack?
Well, Mr. Chauncey, we're being quite rude. You're our old friend, obviously,
Course, forgive me for not recognizing you, but it's been quite a tumultuous time since I came out of retirement to open up all the portals, don't you see? What are your names again?
Oh, well, I am, of course, Usador the Blue, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas, known to the elves as Fianyalak, known to the dwarves as Zonin and Hookstanges, and known here in the northeast as Gaswanius Major. Major.
Yeah, that's right, I was going to say.
Yeah, yes, if I
you look familiar, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you've got it. But please have a seat and let us bring you a mead or an ale, whatever you do desire.
Both.
Both.
Thanks, Usador. That was a great segue into my intro. I'm Badger Boy, formerly known as Chunt.
Why formerly?
Well, I guess, I really don't know. Why do we do anything? Because of the fear of the encroaching death that comes for us all. What do you think happens to us when we die?
Us, specifically.
Oh, the three of you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I imagine, you're shoved into a portal to another world, and no one ever sees you again.
Now, this is an interesting point that we've sort of glossed over here, is the last time we saw you, you had mentioned that all the portals had shut down and were no longer functioning. You're saying the portals are reopened?
Yeah, about that. Little premature, but it turns out not a good idea. Portals are great, and it seemed like they needed to be opened again, so I took it upon myself to come out of retirement and open up the portals.
Well, premature portal closings happen to everyone. You don't need to be self-conscious about that.
Thank you. That does ease my mind a bit.
Good, good.
I'm just thinking about something. Am I dead?
Oh. No. Did a comet shoot out of your chest? I don't think so.
No, but I did fall through a dimensional portal.
Can you feel this?
Oh, God, yeah. You're so strong and sharp.
Alive. Congratulations.
Arnie, you fell through a portal. Here's how you know if you're alive or not. Is the cake a lie?
Yeah, I do have things to live for. And you know what? Someday there will be a portal three.
You're alive. I'm alive. We do what we must because we can. Now, let us continue to find out what's happening with the portals. Mr. Chauncey. If the portals are reopened, is there a way for my friend Arnold here to return to his home world of Earth?
Yeah, and it's Arnie.
Oh, let's see. Earth portal. It sounds vaguely familiar. Is that the place with the rude children?
There are rude children there, yes. They're often on one of Arnie told us, the television channel. With the green slime, they're very rude.
Very rude. They're always popping out of lockers. And Arnie, you always say that Earth children are so rude that they can't have their pudding if they don't eat their meat?
Mm-hmm.
How can you have your pudding if you don't eat your meat?
That's what I was wondering.
And they say the darndest things.
Oh. On their own.
Yes, of course. Sorry.
Nobody prompts them. They say it on their own.
Here in Northeastia, the kids, they're all right.
You know, if you ask me, what's the deal with these kids these days?
Who can understand a thing they say?
Arnie, I think kids these days, they're a lot more incorporated, if that makes sense.
That's all of them.
What's keeping that mead and the ale? I like to mix them together, call it a suicide. Yeah.
My apologies. I shall return forthwith with your suicide.
Forthwith?
Now then, refresh me memory. How well do we know each other, chaps?
Oh, well, you know, Badger Boy and Usador, you've met them a couple of times, but I have to confess, Mr. Chauncey, we have only met once, briefly, back in Hog's Face.
Oh, Hog's Face. Was I the mayor?
You were one of the mayors, yes.
Right.
It was like 3 years ago, so, you know, it's hard to remember all the political offices a person has held over the years.
That explains the sash in me pocket. I keep it for emergency privy paper.
Oh, can I ask? This is maybe, and I apologize if this is a personal question. It seems like there's some blood on that sash.
Well, you know, I like to dabble in the kitchen, and I sometimes get a little over-enthusiastic, if you know what I mean.
Arnie, I think he's lying. His eyes rolled back in his head. And new pupils popped up on the back end of his eyes.
Yeah.
I've never seen that before.
I know.
Wait. I just got back. Here's your mead. Here's your ale. Are you paying out?
One more roll and you get the jackpot.
I don't know if that means he's lying, but it's definitely disconcerting.
Let me just mix these two together. There we go. Right then. Cheers, gents. Lovely to see you again.
Good to see you again as well. Cheers!
Oh, fuck. He just ate the whole glass.
Waste it, what not. Now then, you, the little hairy one.
Oh, that could be any of us.
Arnie, he's talking to you.
Oh, Badger Boy, me, yes.
Yeah, now, you used to have a different name, as I recall, from what you said.
Yeah, I used to be known, and I guess I sometimes still am, as Chunt, the shapeshifter.
Don't understand keeping two names. I've just had the one name all my life, Mr. Johnsy.
Johnsy, that's with a J?
What is it?
Mr. Johnsy.
How do you say it?
Mr. Chauncey.
Chauncey, with a C-H. Chauncey.
Chauncey. That's right, me, Mr. Chauncey.
I have to say, after the time we've had traveling around Hog's Face, being caught in the Shattering, staying at Skullmaster Castle, it's so good to catch up with an old friend and remind them of who they are.
Isn't that what we all do for each other? That's true friendship, that is. Where you remind each other who you are. Never forget. You come to a big city like this, it's easy to put on airs and forget who your friends are.
Yes, yes. As a matter of fact, does anyone know what I was doing 10 years ago? Because I have no memory of a period of about 3 years.
I'm the only person in the universe that exists. It's more evidence that that's true.
Were you in a band?
Ah, that must be it. I must have been in a band. Well, gap filled. Thank you, Mr. Chauncey.
Well, what'd you play? Both instrument and style?
Probably stand-up bass. Probably solo. It's probably a one-man stand-up bass band.
And stand-up bass is, that's a bass that's incredibly reliable?
Yeah, you can count on that bass no matter what.
Nice.
3 years, just boom, 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 boom. For hours.
You didn't have the actual instrument then?
No. I just made the noise with my mouth.
So it sounds like I met you shortly after a real low point.
Oh, I'd say we're right in the middle of the low point, personally, but that's just me.
A case could be made. Now then, gents, now that we're reunited and it feels so good.
So good.
What is it that you're doing here in Northeastia?
Oh, well, we've come to assist Tom Blaine Belleroth as he wishes to ascend to the throne and take his rightful place as king.
All right. I heard about that, yeah. He wants to be king.
Yes, yes.
I got a fast horse. Come on.
A menacing laugh with an old friend.
Yeah. It's too bad he probably won't make it, though, will he?
Oh.
I mean, Mr. Chauncey, why do you say that you don't think he'll make it?
Well, you know, I've heard some things. Portal doors open, people start to talk. People and other things as well. And it seems that perhaps Tom Blaine is the only one who's got designs on the throne.
Oh.
But you didn't hear that from me, Mr. Chauncey.
Well, we do know that his sister, Princess Trachea Aurelia, has always been after him, wishing to take his place and usurp him. But I think we'll defeat her in the end. Have you heard about anyone else?
Well, let's see. I know there's some people from Deviantrix who feel that perhaps they could do a good job ruling over the kingdom.
Oh.
I heard that the King of the Voles, he feels like he wants to expand.
The King of the Voles.
Yeah.
Chunt, did you know the King of the Voles when you were the King of the Badgers?
Who? You mean Badger Boy?
Badger Boy, did you know the King of the Voles when you were the King of the Badgers?
I knew a King of the Voles. I don't know if I knew the King of the Voles. You know, because the Animal Kingdom is such a, I don't know, it's such a tumultuous arena. People are being dethroned and killed. People get picked up by owls and carried away. It's just so violent and intense. So there's a lot of turnover.
Bugle Boy's right. I should have said a King of the Voles because, you know, voles are little and so they don't always know that there's more voles just a mile away.
Yeah, they're sort of siloed a bit, I suppose, in their little vole communities.
They think in their immediate area, oh, this guy's the king, but they don't realize there's tons of other voles, just a hop, skip, and a jump away.
Just right around the corner.
They think they're the only ones that are real. They're like psychopaths.
Well, the real worst are the lemmings, because there was a king of the lemmings, but as soon as he put a crown on his head, about a million other put a crown on top of their head, too. So now it's just one big mess of kings.
Oh, they're all kings.
It also made them sink faster. If you're a little tiny creature jumping into the ocean, the last thing you want is a big, heavy crown in there.
Oh, Mr. Chauncey, I'm sorry to tell you this.
Mr. Chauncey, please.
Mr. Chauncey, that's a bit of a myth. It turns out that a king who wanted to be very famous in this particular magical kingdom pushed some of those lemmings off into that water.
Yeah, so then lemmings don't really do that. But it was a gift to them because otherwise they have no defining characteristics whatsoever.
Forgive my stunned silence. I was trying to figure out if that was a reference to something.
Just the truth.
Just speaking the truth here today.
We're just talking about kings, and honestly, Mr. Chauncey, I gotta say, kings, I don't know what's wrong with these kings today. Kings... Who can understand anything they say? Boot doo doo doo.
Why can't they be like we were, perfect in every way?
That's what I'm saying.
What's the matter with kings today?
Yeah, Kings Incorporated.
Kings say the darndest things.
That's all of them.
Now then, speaking of honesty, let us be honest with one another. Huh. In what way are you assisting this Tom Blaine in his ascension to the throne?
Well, we've uncovered the secret of his sister trying to murder him.
Mm-hmm.
We let him stab Arnie a couple times.
Several times.
What else do we do?
We put a bet on him at the casino to win.
We put down some money on him at the casino, yes, that he'll become king.
We talked to a lot of people. Some of them related, some of them not related.
We got him out of his shitty theater job.
Oh, yeah.
That's a miracle. People stay in those jobs forever.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good actor. He had a good run, but, you know, being an actor, being king of everything, you know, it was a better career move for him in the long run.
What? Being an actor, why wouldn't he just play a role where he was the king of everything?
Oh.
Never thought about it like that.
Yeah, it would save him being pushed into a portal and never being seen again.
Wait, what?
Eh?
Huh?
What?
Huh?
Oh, did I also mention we're sworn to protect his life no matter what?
That's good information to have. Now then, have you ever seen a portal to another dimension? Could you identify one if you saw one?
Oh. Sure.
What?
That's too bad.
What does it look like?
Well, they look different every time, don't they? It depends where you're traveling. Sometimes it looks like a big dresser. Sometimes it looks like a sort of blue box. Sometimes it looks like a cave.
I mean, they can vary in appearance, certainly, but the ones I see are usually sort of like a mystical circle about the size of a 6-foot human with swirling energies inside. You don't get those kinds of portals there in Portalia?
They don't do those no more. It was too much trouble.
Do you ever get the ones that are like a magic tree house?
There was a magic tree house, but it burned up from the top down. Never seen anything like it.
From the top down?
As we watched it burn, we said, well, that's pretty magical for a treehouse.
I've also seen people bring out miniatures, and then it's like it's a portal to a magical world, you know, inside of their imagination.
Yeah, people will parade out these miniature portals, or they'll build a miniature portal in a bottle. These fucking nerds.
There was one particular golem made of clay. He was animated, walking around, chilling stuff. He was able to walk into books along with his little pony.
How did he walk? Like,
he sort of just skated on the ground.
What? Wow. How would he do that?
He didn't have proper feet. They were flat at the bottom.
Was he like a greenish golem?
Yeah, he was. Green is the grass and twice as evil. Here's the most chilling part of the legend. Oh. Huh? If you are a living person...
Yeah?
He's a part of you. If you've got a heart, that golem's a part of you.
What if I've collected several other hearts? Does that mean I have more of him?
It's a good question. Perhaps you could trap him in a different heart and then leave your regular heart golem free.
That's what I was thinking too. Good thinking, Mr. Chauncey.
I don't know if this is just my mind playing tricks on me, but I feel like I have this like pokey sensation in my heart now, in the chest. Oh, I hate this. Arnie, cut it out. Cut it out. Cut him out.
No, I know what it feels like to be stabbed. I can't do it to
you. Stand back, Arnie. I'll cut out Badger Boy's heart.
Oh.
Here, Stay perfectly still while I cut into you.
Oh, I thought it was going to be magic, but he's just got a regular old knife.
Yeah, I just picked this up from the table. This is just part of the dinner package.
This could not be less magical.
Yeah. This might be Badger Boy's last episode.
You all right with this?
Yeah, just keep it connected.
Oh, well, I can't keep it connected if I'm going to cut it out.
What? Come on.
Mr. Chauncey, if we end up needing a new third, are you available?
Yeah, I'd be happy to help you too. Sorry, Badger Boy, but you know, I do want to help the rightful king take his place. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I understand. That's fair. Arnie, his eyes did that thing again. They rolled in the back of his head, and a third set of pupils popped forward.
Yeah, Usador, John. What? I know you're very busy, like stabbing each other.
Yes,
but. Have you noticed something about Mr. Chauncey?
Yeah, he keeps taking out his teeth one by one and sharpening them.
Yeah, there's that, which is unsettling, I'll admit. But I was going to point out a much more minor thing, is that whenever you talk about something sort of matter-of-factly, he usually answers, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe it's a regionalism.
Maybe it's just me. I interpret that a little bit as sort of like, taking a long time to realize to lie, like it's a three-letter word, and then spending a long time on that first letter to lie in the last two letters of the word.
Oh, fuck.
Hey, what are you fellows talking about? Oh, sorry. What are you fellows talking about?
He put his teeth back in. Did you see that? We all saw that, right?
Yeah. Mr. Chauncey, we're just talking about how we're all, like, unfailingly honest and we never tell a lie.
Right. I know the feeling.
Mr. Chauncey.
Who?
I walked right into that. I hate what it's done to me, but I don't afford the courtesy to anyone else. I'm sorry. Mr. Chauncey, do you happen to have a portal that leads to a commercial break?
Indeed, I do. I shouldn't do this between portal hours, but.
I think I'm in a box.
Turn around!
Ah! Another mystical world.
Full of goods and services.
Yep, that we'll read, and we'll be right back after we get out of this portal!
It's beautiful. I see some Stitch Fix or something.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
Arnie, yeah. Quick, before we come back from break.
Yeah. But wait, no, Usador, just in case the episode isn't long enough, is it all right if we include this? Like, I know
sure,
we're still
sure,
in
who
break,
gives a shit?
But
nobody
I'm
going
to work. No, here's what I just want you to know. I'm recording.
Fine. Yes.
Hey,
all right.
Hey,
yes.
Sorry. Yeah. I couldn't help but notice you guys are whisper huddling. Are you shit talking my close up magic?
Yes. I just finished shit talking your close up magic.
Come
on. But that's not going in. That's not going in the episode.
But now I'm talking about some real magic.
Is it okay for me to be here?
Yeah.
Sure.
Come over here, Mr. Chauncey.
Sorry, I invited Mr. Chauncey. I thought this was a group thing.
Yeah.
I just saw you all talking and I thought it looked fun.
Arnie, I think that Badger Boy might not be who he says he is.
Who?
I fucking said it right. So I'm going to cast a truth-revealing spell.
Okay.
Maybe I'll just step away. This seems personal.
Oh, no. Mr. Chauncey, please stay. You're a good friend.
No, please stay.
You guys have known each other longer.
No, you're welcome.
I feel like a fourth wheel.
No. Mr. Chauncey, actually, I would love to hold your hand just because I was pretty scared when I almost had an open heart take outy. So I'd love to just hold your hand during this spell, if you don't mind.
Would you settle for one of me teeth?
Sure.
All right.
Classic Mr. Chauncey.
There you go.
Now, for the next 5 minutes, no one can tell a lie.
Wait, what?
No one can tell a lie for the next 5 minutes. Arnie, what do you got? Illiterate. I always knew it.
My name is Chunt.
Damn it.
This spell is good.
Oh, you are Chunt.
Is this a drinking game?
Oh, we could make it one, sure. Yeah, I'll go first. Wizards all have two buttholes.
Okay.
That's a true fact that we all know.
Explains why we call you Gaswanius Major.
So the drinking element of this game is probably not going to come into play if we magically can't lie.
Yeah, but if you try to, then we can all take a drink.
Oh, okay.
We can also take a drink every time someone tells the truth. I'm not picky about the rules.
Right, I'll go next. I am here at this table.
Oh, good one. Everyone take a drink. That was the truth.
We're learning about each other.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chauncey, I feel like everyone should start with sort of a base truth, which is like just to say their name. Like I said, my name is Chunt. Let's all do that, just to kind of establish a base and kind of just have some fun with that.
Right. My name has been given as Mr. Chauncey.
See, was that so hard? Wait a second. My name has been given.
Sorry, that was a bit evasive. I have told you my name is Mr. Chauncey.
Drink.
My name is Usador. Those other names were given to me by someone else, as is well established in the way I present them each and every week.
Okay. Perfect. Oh, this is tough. And this is going to be kind of hard for me to admit. My name is Arnold. Legally, on my birth certificate, my name is Arnold. But I prefer to be called Arnie.
Why?
Great question.
I get it. Here's the thing. It's a loose situation, admittedly. But for whatever reason, I don't know. I think I prefer Arnie.
Have you ever thought about switching to your middle name? You said they have extra middle names on Earth.
My middle name is Paul, and like, who wants that?
No one.
Paul Niekamp. I don't know. I sort of like it.
It's not bad. Wait a minute. The second name is Niekamp?
Yeah.
No, that's third name. My last name is Niekamp. That's the one that I've got the most problem with. I'm going to be honest.
Arnold Paul Niekamp.
Here's the crazy thing. Niekamp, think about how you assume it's spelled. It's not.
Hey, Arnold. Yes, sir. Let's make his head like a football, whatever that is.
Have you thought about Noldo?
I don't
Noldo
know.
Noldo Niekamp.
Ooh. Wait, are you saying Arnoldo or just Noldo?
Noldo.
I like that.
That has a power and a regalness to it.
I kind of like it. I lose my alphabetical advantage a little bit.
And you know we really like it because we still have to keep telling the truth for another minute and a half.
A new round. I'm going to start a new round. Let's go around. Let's do something kind of dumb, kind of fun, kind of sexy. Oh, let's all go around and let's say that we haven't killed Mr. Chauncey. I have never killed Mr. Chauncey.
Well, I've never killed Mr. Chauncey.
I've never killed Mr. Chauncey that I know of.
I've never killed Mr. Chauncey.
What a strange emphasis on the word kill.
Yeah, that inflection seemed to be pulling a lot of weight.
I mean, that was the truth. I've never killed Mr. Chauncey.
Usador, Badger Boy. I don't want to, overanalyze someone else's speech patterns. Like, everyone's got a lot going on.
Arnie, please, overanalyze this. If you're ever going to overanalyze this.
Or overanalyze that. They're both pretty good.
Yeah, but let's stop there.
Whatever you do, never overanalyze the other thing. Right, chaps. I think it's time we all come clean in it.
Oh, he's getting out of his chair. This sounds severe. What's going on, Mr. Chachansi?
Yeah, Mr. Chachansi, what's on your mind?
I'm not Mr. Chachansi.
What?
I think you know. Look, this waistcoat doesn't fit at all.
Yeah.
This is dead embarrassing.
Yeah, and I guess, to be honest, I didn't want to be rude, but I never remember Mr. Chachansi having three sets of eyeballs or removable teeth.
Yeah.
No, I'm not the Mr. Chachansi you knew. I'm someone else.
Oh.
What a revelation.
That's enough for me.
Oh, no. Reveal yourself, fiend, and what has happened to Mr. Chachansi?
Or is this one of those things where we have to guess your name?
I mean, I'll give you one guess. Guy.
One? Guy, are we going to have to all agree on what our guess is?
Yeah.
We only get one? Not one each?
Yeah. No, not one each.
Collectively.
The three of you get one guess.
I want to say Lazy guys. Jeff. Oh,
no,
shit.
No,
I'm sorry.
That's not official. That's not official. It's not our official guess.
I'm torn because my first instinct was Dimple Rumpelskin. And my second second guess is Naldo.
Ooh, what if it was Rumpled Foreskin?
Oh, my guess was going to be Mr. Chachansi.
No, that's definitely wrong.
I don't know, but for some reason, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Of course, because...
What if it's...
There's a timer. Now there's a fucking timer?
I think we're thinking too long. What if it's like Crunch?
Ooh.
Or like... Psh.
Yeah, fine. Crunch. Let's say Crunch. Just say Crunch.
Okay, crunch. Is it crunch? Crunch? Final answer.
Is it Crunch?
Final answer, Crunch. Locked
final
in.
Answer. Final answer?
Locked
final
in.
Answer.
Final answer.
Crunch. Locked in.
My name is David Allen McKenzie.
That was gonna be my next guess.
So close.
Damn. David Allen McKenzie.
All the clues were there.
David Allen, it's a pleasure to make your acquaintance. Obviously, David Allen's your first name, since you've never heard of middle names. So it's very nice.
I'm so sorry to interrupt. There's no space in David Allen. For when I post this online we're recording this, by the way. I don't know if I've mentioned this. I'm recording this to be broadcast in my world. There's no space between David and Alan, correct?
Of course there is. That's what makes Alan my space name.
Oh, space name?
Yeah. You got your first name, your space name, and then your last name.
Oh, the one that you put in the space in between. That makes sense. Yeah. Arnold, why do you have a middle name and not a space name?
You just crashed into that.
Yeah, Usador, why'd you say it like that? Space between. You know how it's said. Space between.
Okay, let's all say it on the count of three.
One, two, three.
The space between... Fucking hell!
I almost did it.
I did, but we're going to edit me out of doing it.
Well, you guys definitely aren't lemmings. I know that for sure. So, David Allen McKenzie, I'm permitted, what are you? Are you a fancy little fawn? Because you don't seem like it.
I'm not a fancy little fawn. I'm a great big oaf.
The exact opposite.
Well, I think... The
opposite of fancy is great.
Yeah.
That's a word-for-word exact opposite.
Yeah.
It's also a bit self-deprecating. I think so far this evening you've been very lovely. You've told us about new types of portals that we've never seen before.
Wait. What do you think oaf means?
Oh, I've always taken the word oaf to mean a person of lesser intelligence, perhaps that's my understanding of it.
You just ripped a big chunk of the floor out from both sides.
I'm putting the extra teeth in.
I mean, you're not really making a case for yourself, buddy.
Well, if you're here to fight me, know that you face the full, unbridled power of a wizard.
Noted.
So what is oaf to thee, then?
Well, it means a gentleman, doesn't it?
Oh.
Maybe it's a regionalism.
Oh, it's probably a regionalism, yeah.
It stands for ostentatious as fuck. A little gentleman.
As only a gentleman would describe it.
Indeed. Thank you, Badger Boy.
So then where did you acquire this waistcoat that you wear, if it's so ill-fitting? Is that Mr. Chauncey's waistcoat? And why do you impersonate him?
Indeed it is, and indeed I do, and I'll tell you why. This little fool, I stumbled upon him one day in Hog's Face. I stumbled upon him one day in Hog's Face, thought he was the mayor. Started getting drunk, talking all about portals, how he opened portals here, opened portals there. He fought a Ekru witch, and I said, that's for me, I'll have that. So I knocked him out, I tied him up, and I hid him behind a shed.
So if he was behind a shed, locked in there, when we destroyed Hog's Face... Oh, no.
Oh.
Did... Arnie, did we kill Mr. Chauncey? Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no. Did we kill Mr. Chauncey when I called down the meteors that destroyed Hog's Face in order to defeat the Baron and the Dark Lord's minions?
Oh, no. If he was there, he must have been Fawn of the Shed. Dawn of the Dead? Anyone? Yeah?
Oof.
Hey, don't call me an oaf.
No, it's a compliment. It's a
good thing.
Oh,
it's a good
I'm
thing.
Sorry.
It's good. Oaf, remember oaf, where I come
oaf
from?
Is good?
Yeah.
Well, David Allen, can I call you David Allen?
You may.
Where was the shed that you hid Mr. Chauncey behind? Was it in Hog's Face?
It was a shed in Hog's Face, but look. If it makes you feel any better, you little babies. He was just tied up behind the shed. He wasn't locked in it. He could have rolled away.
Mm. Oh, how I hope he rolled away to safety. For if I had any hand in bringing harm to that sweet fawn's head, I would most assuredly burst forward from my chest, expelling the mortal realm that I live in here, and then turn back and see Foon before me and say, there must still be a champion for the cause of good!
Would it be so bad if he died, though?
What? I mean, look, it's 300-some episodes. Some people are gonna die.
His little high-pitched voice, his little... fussy mannerisms. He never shuts up.
Well, I suppose not everyone's gonna survive, you know, when there's such evil here in this world.
Oh, yes, there's plenty of evil in this world.
Oh, you seemed to take some joy in that. For hey. I have a keen sense. Nothing gets past Usador unless you tell me you're my friend and I choose to believe you.
And I look nothing like your friend.
Well, you know, I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt there. But if you proclaim that you like evil, trust that I shall stop thee.
And also, let's be fair. A few years passed and you see a friend, an old friend, it's been a few years and they don't look exactly how you expect. It's probably not a good idea to start the conversation off by accusing them of being an imposter.
Exactly. It's mere manners. Now, I don't enjoy evil. It's just the set of my face. I've got resting joy face.
Oh, I understand. Please forgive my assumption of your evil intent.
Well, you are forgiven, but you are right that there's plenty of evil in this world.
See, I just don't know how to take that.
He's so... It's not. Yeah. And here's the thing, it's not just his face. It's his tone. There's he's got a resting tone that seems very enthusiastic about evil.
Are you saying my tone gives people the impression that I enjoy evil?
It's not just me, right? Because there's something going on with that tone.
No, I agree wholeheartedly. Mr. McKenzie, I must ask, if you are here now in the Northeast and proclaim to have portals such as Mr. Chauncey did, are you actually able to open portals, or was that all part of the ruse?
No. I can open portals, and open portals I have done.
Oh.
And let me say, there's going to be some new people turning up in this land. And everyone wants the throne. They've got their eyes on the throne.
Oh.
Okay, say again, that's that menacing tone.
No, that time it wasn't meant to be menacing.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to probe a little deeper.
I was straight up being menacing. Yes,
right, okay,
absolutely.
Great. So
100%.
Perfect. Then we're understanding each other. This is wonderful. This is
you
how communication works.
From.
Yes, I do.
Exactly, yeah.
Perfect. What people?
People from strange lands. People that have never been in Portalia, in Foon, in Northeastia. People from dimensions you've never even dreamed of that are coming here to battle to rule this world.
I've dreamt about a lot of dimensions.
How many?
Yeah. If I had to put a number on it, I'd say maybe three times a week. If I carry to one, I'd say about 1,400 dimensions.
Same Whoa. Dimensions every time or different dimensions every time?
Oh, damn. Sorry, I'm referring David Allen McKenzie. I would say I've dreamt about the same one a few times. I would say unique dreams unique, about dimensions.
Unique dreams about dimensions.
I would say about 1,250.
Hmm. I mean, sometimes getting reliable numbers about unique dimensions can be a little difficult to pin down.
Yeah, I don't keep track, so it's not concrete. It's just when you say, like,
do you dream about the whole dimension, or do you just sort of hop off halfway through? Because then I feel like it doesn't totally count.
Honestly, yeah. If it doesn't pique my interest after like 5 minutes, I will hop into a new dimension dream-wise. But it just irks me when you say like dimensions I've never dreamed of because you don't know my dreams.
I merely said it was more dimensions than you've ever dreamed of.
Okay. Well, that we can agree on.
You know, some dimensions I want to enjoy, but they're behind a paywall. And it's not impossible to join and then to find my way to enjoy those dimensions, but it's a little difficult, you know. Well,
if you know the special words, you can visit these dimensions for a week.
Wow.
Get everything you can out of that dimension and then leave.
And if I forget to leave after a week, I won't be billed, right?
Oh, no, well, you will, probably.
Oh, you absolutely
will. You will from then on be called Bill.
Oh, no. Honestly, worth it.
Will those dimensions come out from behind the paywall eventually?
Some do. Some never do.
Arnie, didn't you say a lot of times when you check your phone on Twitter, dimensions are blowing up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Lego dimensions especially.
That's what I meant.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I thought, I could have sworn you meant something else, and I was like, all I got is Lego dimensions.
No, that's what I meant by dimensions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
That's dimensions. What I say every time I open a portal. I say, Lego dimensions!
Here's the thing. I was so far away from getting it that when you said, that's what I meant, Lego dimension, I was willing to believe, yeah, that was what you meant.
You fucking oaf. I mean, you fucking
badger you must boy. Be friends.
You're a good friend.
You're a very good friend. You're a good oaf.
Right. Know this.
Oh, I was going to warn you. Now you're warning me.
No, I'm warning you
well,
first.
Well, this is funny. Right. No, you warned me and then I warned you.
I know.
I think to be it never happens at the same time. It's so funny.
But listen, if you...
I'm trying not to smile.
If you ever...
Isn't that the worst, Usador, when you're like, I've got a serious threat, but I'm kind of like,
can't keep it together. Guys, yeah, I'm trying to be intimidating to this person who's bringing evil people to
the world. Key word is trying.
If you ever bring these evildoers into my world, know that they shall face the wrath of Usador.
Usador, you're standing on a crate with wind blowing upwards.
Just step
to the left if you're embarrassing yourself.
Okay, sure. If you ever bring these evildoers here into Foon, know that you shall face the combined wrath of Usador.
Oh, okay, I'm back.
What?
he wasn't paying attention.
All right. look, you start some shit, you're going to get some shit. There.
Yeah. Don't start no shit, won't be no shit.
Now, Gaswanius, let me give you a warning.
He's smiling.
The evildoers that you don't want me to bring into this dimension... They're already here, scattered all across the land.
Oh, no.
You may meet them yet.
Arnie.
Yeah.
A new evil force has begun to infiltrate all of Foon. That means...
Several.
Several? Can you give me a number? Can you give me, like, a ballpark number?
Yeah, when you say scattered, that makes me think, like, a dozen?
It's probably more like a baker's dozen.
42?
That's right. You know Baker.
Baker, that guy should be fired. Every time I order donuts, that guy gives me way too much.
Can't fucking
He's
count.
Losing
Same price,
money.
Though, yeah. So, I mean...
It's a good deal. It's a good
deal.
Invite
some friends over, yeah.
Great deal.
Wait,
are we
talking about Joe Don?
That's right. Joe Don, the baker.
Oh, you mean Lego Joe Don?
Exactly.
Air Joe Don? I love Air Joe Don.
Michael B. Joe Don?
Michael B. whatever you want. Well, Mr. I'm sorry, David Allen McKenzie. You and Usador have both warned each other, and...
it was good, too.
It feels like we all...
Warnings. Yeah, that was nice.
I felt bad that I missed the top of the warning, but I feel like the sort of pithy one, it was really good.
Thank you. And it made me feel like a big man, so there you go.
Oh, that's all you want out of a friend.
Since you missed it, can I just say to you, top of the warning to you?
That's put me in a house of pain.
Arnie, you know what this means. We must help Tomblaine ascend to the throne before some of these evil people try to take it from him. And we must defeat the Dark Lord so that we can begin finding these evil people spread throughout Foon from some other dimension.
You're right. I mean, we've been trying to help Tomblaine for months, and we've been trying to defeat the Dark Lord for years, but
now... Well, we gotta get it fucking done now.
We really do those things.
I mean, is this how you try? Because... Sorry to eavesdrop.
No, I said no, please,
you're
please, come
you're
in,
fine.
Come in, come
you're
in.
Fine, you're fine.
Now, did you get paid? Like, what's in this for you? Why scatter evil people throughout Foon?
Well, I mean, I'm just in it for the travel. I'll get to go in and out of the portals.
Oh, that's nice.
I mean, it's fascinating, mates. It's the stuff I've seen. It's really incredible. There's places where it's all sand. There's places where it's all snow. There's places where it's just the sky. It's really lovely, but...
Guys, hold on. It sounds like he's mostly visited, like, Mario levels.
What?
Oh, that plumber you told us about?
Oh, but he didn't say underwater, which you said is the best one.
You said
one
the best
time
levels?
I went to a haunted mansion.
I have to ask, David Allen, do you get pee-pees when you travel? Do you get portal points?
Oh, yeah. I'll rack up those portal points. That way I can stay in nice places and there's all sorts of amenities. Yeah. I like to hoard my points, you know. I like to hoard the pee-pees. And then when it's time, when I see something really good, I let them all go. And then, you know, I'm staying in the... You know, the Baron's suite or what have you.
Yeah. I've heard that there's like portal lounges if you accrue enough. Oh, wow.
If you got to take a long sea journey, you know, there's a place you can wait so you don't have to stand there on the dock smelling the horrid ocean, the dirty ocean.
I think I read about this from John Hedgehog. Didn't he write a book about that?
Oh, is John Hedgehog is the traveler who's completely blue.
Uh-huh.
And travels really fast,
except for his red shoes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what disturbs me? His teeth. I wish he'd do something about them. Just change them in some way.
Like you can take them out, sharpen them, pop them back
in. Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Arnie, please, we must convince Mr. McKenzie to tell us about where these evil people may be scattered.
Okay.
Quick, ask him.
Mr. McKenzie, this is how we end every episode of this podcast.
Nice.
Don't know what that was, but go ahead.
If you were to say there was an evil threat to the entire world of Foon, preferably one from another dimension, could you name one or two specifically and at least give us a clue as to where we could find one of them?
Right. I hate to do this to you, but it's riddle time.
What?
The land you walk.
Mm-hmm. Wait, no, shit. Wait, Usador, does anyone have a quill?
Just let him do
it. I'm not going to remember this.
You'll remember. This is a catchy one.
Guys, I'm good at riddles.
The land you walk may seem pristine, but oh, look out. It's someone mean. This fellow means you so much harm. In fact, he's got a specific arm.
A specific arm?
Oh, I have a... Well, I also have a riddle, and this is for you, Mr.
What?
McKenzie. This is for you, Mr. McKenzie.
Well, this is unprecedented.
Mr. McKenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. And I forget the rest, but...
You forget the rest of your riddle?
That's all right. We can all sing it together on three.
One, two, three. Aha! Fuck you!
Fuck who? Now then, gents, be on the lookout for a man or woman or something else entirely with a very specific arm. And now, if you'll excuse me.
Portal!
Ta-ta for now.
Whoa, what? He just yelled portal and a portal appeared.
Wow. He just hailed a portal.
He leapt through it.
Unbelievable. He grabbed minced raw steak, ate it, and said tartar for now. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Wow. I hope that was the portal he hailed, and he didn't accidentally hop into someone else's portal.
Oh, yeah, that'd be bad. Wow.
Ani, have you ever tried that, just yelling out portal?
No. Portal!
Yeah, you didn't. He said it with some emphasis that sounded more exciting and kind of vibrant. You kind of went, portal.
What? How would you do it?
Portal! Oh, look, I got one.
What? Where did that go?
I don't know, but I pulled an apple out of it.
Wow. Worth it.
Yeah, pretty good. Thanks,
so now we just got to be on the lookout for someone with a very interesting arm. But
no,
I
specific arm. Specific arm. But we must keep our eyes peeled, for a new threat has found its way here into Foon. Scattered throughout, perhaps a dozen, perhaps 42 people with specific arms.
Oh, now I want to order donuts from Baker.
Yeah, fuck this. Let's go get some donuts.
Let's get some donuts.
I hate that the detail of a specific arm could not be more vague.
Who?
Audience, you can't see me, but I'm rubbing my temples furiously. This guy's been letting rogue individuals into Foon via portal? Portals you can summon just by saying the word with confidence? I really should have been monitoring transdimensional activity more carefully. But it's not like that Earth Institute has the best equipment. It's like when you've got all the cable channels at home, but then you crash at your brother's place and he's like, look, here's my Roku. And you're like, great, I always wondered what it was like to live in Victorian England. Use It or the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. David Allen McKenzie, the Great Big Oaf, impersonating Mr. Chauncey, the Fancy Little Fawn, was played by special guest Paul F. Tompkins. Mr. Tompkins' accent appears thanks to a special arrangement with the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. Exasperated Italy patron played by Liz Anderson. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Stefan Dranger. Special assistance provided by Ryan DeGiorgi? ? Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. As the saying goes, tar-tar for now.
I did, but we're going to edit me out of doing it.
Once upon a beat! Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuge, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.